Fred Binkowski started rearing fish in giant tanks here long before the UWM school took on its freshwater name in 2009. He shares what he learns about sturgeon and perch and other freshwater fish with fellow scientists and commercial ventures, among them Milwaukee-based Growing Power. Binkowski complains about workers in hard hats invading his space, but not convincingly. His lab is gaining 4,000 square feet.
For fisheries and aquaculture, probably, and this will be just UWM's addition, USDA is also going to be putting in a nutrition lab, and that'll probably be about 1,500 square feet. So it just keeps cranking up.
The school's development director, Eric Leaf, slips a small group tour past Binkowski's domain.
We have 55 students right now. Our goal is to get to 120, but we want to ramp up at the right pace. We've graduated only two classes so far of about a dozen each, so we have 24 alumni. We graduated our first PhD students last May.
In earlier decades, only researchers worked here. Now its mission is to cultivate interdisciplinary collaboration and draw students into fields ranging from microbiology to robotics. We climb a circular staircase. Midway, a giant wooden fish, without clear species identification, hangs majestically. Leaf points to a lab where scientists will study the impacts of mercury.
What they do is they expose the mother zebrafish. Low levels, but levels that are consistent with what about 20% of the American female population is exposed to. And it's chronic long-term exposure to this level. And then we take that female and we breed it.
The lab monitors offsprings in order to gauge possible human impacts. We step inside a third-floor lab. It's dedicated to emerging freshwater technology. Natural light spills through the windows. Leaf says a number of the school's labs will be off-limits to the public.
It's essentially a biosecure level 3 facility plus a pathogen inducement lab, and the combination of the two allow us to do some research here that nobody else in the country other than the University of Washington has a similar facility, but they're focused on marine systems primarily, and we do freshwater.
While most attention is focused on the new labs and classrooms, it cost $53 million to fashion them. Architect Jim Wasley is captivated by the school's location on the Inner Harbor.
Architects are interested in lots of different environmental issues. But once I started getting interested in water, which architects do care about because water falls on buildings, it just led me out into the landscape.
Over the last 3 years, Wasley tasked himself and his UWM students to design creative ways to handle rain, to slow and cleanse it before it seeps back into Lake Michigan. Some of their ideas will soon come to life. Stormwater fountains will line Greenfield Avenue. In front of the school, a stone and rain garden-like pond. Wasley says a stainless steel channel will feed it with rainwater collected on a green roof.
All the way across the road and dump water from 15 feet high into a stone and rain garden-like pond in the center of the Circle Drive.
There's a more modest version of the system on UWM's Kenwood campus.
Where at the campus we capture 13,000 square feet and it's a good flow of water. Here, it would be more like 40,000 square feet, and it would be a torrent of water.
And Wasley says with the new system, people might not have to wait for rain to watch the spectacle. Remember the huge tanks that scientist Fred Binkowski uses to rear fish? Right now, the city water used in the tanks is dechlorinated, passes once through its system, and heads directly to the harbor. Wasley says the water could cycle through the wetland system, up to 600 gallons a minute.
So what do? We pump it up to the roof and let it drain through the roof system so that it would feed into the sluice. And we'd have essentially a fountain at the end of the street fed with aquaculture process water.
Next week, we will begin to explore beyond the freshwater school campus the potential of Milwaukee's Inner Harbor Renaissance. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.